Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called How Does the Presence of Rats and Mice Affect Food Safety in Seattle Restaurants and Homes? You know what keeps me up at night? The fact that Seattle restaurants report over 800 rodent-related violations every year. That's more than two violations every single day, and those are just the ones we catch. Today, we're diving into how these furry infiltrators are threatening our food safety, both in restaurants and right in our own kitchens. Let's talk about how these little opportunists get in. Picture your building as a giant block of Swiss cheese. Every hole is an invitation. Rats can squeeze through gaps the size of a quarter, while mice only need a dime-sized opening. They're attracted to poorly stored food, those forgotten crumbs behind the stove, and that garbage bin you haven't quite sealed properly. It's basically an all-you-can-eat buffet invitation for them. Now here's where it gets seriously gross. When rodents get into your food space, they're not just stealing a midnight snack. They're leaving behind a trail of contamination that would make your stomach turn. One rat can deposit up to 50 droppings per day, contaminate surfaces with harmful bacteria, and spread diseases faster than gossip at a neighborhood barbecue. Looking at Seattle's food industry, the impact is staggering. Restaurant inspections regularly uncover evidence of rodent activity, from droppings in storage areas to gnawed packaging in pantries. The economic hit from lost inventory, repairs, and reputation damage can run into thousands of dollars, not to mention the hit to customer confidence when word gets out. Let me share a real eye-opener from last year at Pike Place Market. A popular restaurant discovered rodent evidence during routine cleaning. Instead of panic, they followed proper protocol. Immediate closure, professional inspection, sealed entry points, deep sanitization, and updated storage systems. Within a week, they were back in business, stronger than ever. That's how you handle it, folks. Want to protect your own space? Here's your three-step action plan. First, seal those entry points. Remember the quarter and dime rule. Second, invest in gnaw-proof containers for food storage. Plastic bags are basically rodent takeout. Third, set up regular inspections, monthly at minimum. Trust me, paying for prevention is way cheaper than dealing with an infestation. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.